Random.
What?
Random.
Snappy
random.
Word.
Random.
Why?
Random.
Random.
What kind of word?
Random.
What do we do?
Random.
You want me to talk about?
Random.
Interesting.
Random.
Or funny.
Random.
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 Random. Word.
Random.
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 Can you believe? Can you believe we get complimented on our harmonies?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I just sounded like didgeridoo.
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Random.
There's the tight trousers. I can see your didgeridoo as well. Aren't Joe's trousers tight?
Yeah, they are.
It's because there are no fucking
I've got no
boxes
pants
on. There we go.
Oh,
whap it out, Joe.
I don't think we need to.
No, oh, look, he's...
Oh, yeah. It's like Squidward all over again.
You've got a moose knuckle.
Lick it.
No, crikey.
Random word generator.
Silly balls.
Yeah, I don't.
Why are you fingering them though?
I'm not sure if there's a way to
get in a van with a
little. Why am I watching?
This whole thing's going to be random.
Please.
help. That's horrible. That's horrible. What he's doing now? He's pulled his trousers really tight over. Why am I looking?
I don't know. I just.
This is the random episode, volume one. My name's Craig and I'm in the van and I'm going to choose a page in the map and put my finger anywhere and we're going to drive there.
Is there a Chinese
random.
There?
Everything's got to be random. Keep it random.
I'm Joe and I'm eating polos.
That's not fucking random.
Why?
I've got a whole different box full of sweets and I'm just going to choose one and eat one.
I'm Joe and that's what I'm doing.
My name's Jason and I've just put 15 packs of Mentos and in a bottle of Coke and I've thrown it at Ben as hard as I can. Catch this, you fucker.
I'm Dougie and I've got different shoes on each feet.
Random.
Oh,
I like
random.
It.
Drum roll.
My name's Ben and...
Drum roll.
What you're doing right now isn't random.
Random.
Close enough. Ben's DJing.
We are the kings of improv, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, we proved that with the previous episode.
Yeah, and the music. Well, 40 episodes in, we've made everything up.
Yeah, nothing is true. Do you think, you really think that Craig has four
half.
Bollocks? Dougie's got half a four.
We're here tonight, the whole thing has been a lie.
Do you really think that I like moths in my room? All of this
or
is total.
Or pee out of a window at 2 in the morning.
It's all horseshit. Yeah.
Yeah. Or steal Gillette razors.
Do you think that that Joe grades his pubic hair with a grader?
Yeah. It's like The Sixth Sense. You're going to go back now and listen to them, and there's going to be little clues all the way where you go, oh,
this
they
was
were
all
lying
bullshit,
all the time. The whole thing's been a lie.
We kept it so it's sort of believable.
But we've run out of lies.
But we have run out of lies.
Just got to tell the truth.
Yeah. So I once killed a boy with my bare hands just to see him die.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Harry survived.
That was dark.
You went too far.
That was too far.
That was too far. There's a line. You're just slightly over it.
I'll edit it out.
Okay.
I'll replace the word boy with
girl.
Girl.
The 70s, man.
So, we're going to play a game where we truly have a random word generator on Dougie's phone. What's the app called?
Random word generator.
Okay.
The clue was in the title.
That is literally what it's called.
It's called that. When he pushes
two stars.
It's got two stars. When he pushes a button, it gives him a random word from the English dictionary language. And our aim here is to, we're going to say, Joe, here's your random word. Tell me something interesting or funny about this. It can be.
Are we each getting a different word, or is this going to have a word and we'll go
around? We'll just
all
keep
of us.
Going around.
Okay.
So it can be interesting and boring,
whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Or it can be funny.
Yeah.
But you know, let's see what happens.
Let's see how popular we're all. It's a little bit late in the evening. We've all had a little bit to drink, so this could be gold.
Yeah.
And bronze.
And if we look around the room here about this ad-libbing random word generator thing, does anyone look nervous in this room?
Ben.
Do I?
He doesn't look nervous. I think he just doesn't care.
Go on, Dougie, I'm first.
What? Oh, what? He's fine. He's in there.
Okay, I thought I was because...
No, okay, let's start with
Joe. No, you go first,
Joe.
Now go, Jay. We'll go round.
Okay.
Normal routine. Well,
wait, same word.
Only Dougie knows the word, so we'll have to pass the phone round. Because yeah, he's got
for his go.
Well, he can't do his own work because he'll just choose another one. Oh, what's this? Guitars?
All right. Here
go on go. Then. Can I choose another one if I don't like it? No, we'll just fire. I'll say, just no, I can't. I've got nothing. Move on if
yes,
I don't like
exactly.
it.
Yes, exactly.
Go. He's pushing it.
What's the word?
Tell us something.
TV.
Interesting.
Is that
or
even
funny
a word?
About television.
Okay, well. Well, TV is short for television, but it's also short for transvestite.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite interesting,
that's
in,
interesting
in itself.
Yes.
Have
you ever dressed as a lady?
I have.
What do you prefer, television or transvestites?
Oh boy.
Well, I think I prefer. I like the two combined in a TV show. But I have dressed as a lady before. For various just random weekends.
Were you that lady with a beard in Eurovision?
That wasn't me.
But
I'm just trying to think when I did dress as a lady. I once
Dude
dressed.
Looks like a lady.
I once dressed as a girl when I was a little lad and I fell in a pool, and I wet all my clothes and we were out for a family day, and my parents only had a dress in. For some reason, to dress me in, and I had to take off my wet man's clothes, boy's clothes, and I had to ride home and spend the rest of the day in a little pink dress. That's a true thing. They didn't think that would be weird, and I didn't think it was weird, and I spent the day in a little dress. Joe. Nice.
Go me.
Smile.
That's harder.
Smile.
That's harder.
I...
that's tricky.
I like... smiling at people because it's contagious, isn't it? If you smile at someone, if they don't smile back, they're a prick, aren't they? So I like,
yeah.
Like I just smiled at Ben and Ben smiled back at me.
Yeah,
it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and you're like all giddy, like
it softens you.
Yeah, if you walking, I don't know, at night through a street and you smile, or in the day, you smile at someone, that kind of softens that.
Do you think teeth are important in a smile?
No.
Okay.
I do.
I think it's fairly crucial.
It depends
like this.
What the smile is.
Yeah. I can't smile with teeth.
No.
I think teeth is massive.
True, you can't.
Yeah, no, you can't. I think if you watch TV and a lot of presenters...
but if you smile without teeth...
Yeah, it's cheeky.
Next time you're watching TV and there's presenters or film stars or anyone in the public eye... they tend to be people that can smile and show their teeth. Next time you're watching any news programs, documentaries, anything with these people or actors or anything, if they're smiling, they tend to show their teeth.
What do you think of me?
Sounds like a conspiracy.
You look a little odd.
Huh. Why is it a conspiracy, Ben?
I have no idea. Well, to get...
conspiracy?
To get
smiling's a conspiracy.
I always smile and show my teeth. Always.
Yeah, you do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, always.
I think if you smile and show your teeth, it's kind of you. Then like it's a happy smile. You're about to laugh. That's how I think.
And it means you're not an asshole, or you're gonna beat someone up or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you've got to smile with your eyes. Otherwise, it's this.
Smiles.
Yeah.
Smiling is 90% with the eyes.
Yes.
People don't realize. It's like the smolder.
Yeah.
The smolder is 90% with the eyes.
Smolder and Scully.
It's like that old thing they always say, it takes less muscles to smile, doesn't it? So
than frown.
Good facts. Yeah.
That's a great fact there,
Ben.
Benny's come alive on the old ad lib thing, isn't it?
Fire.
Talking of facts, dogs can smile, cats cannot.
Ah.
And that comes down to the muscles in their face.
Just muscles, okay. Plus... cats are just angry most of the time.
Yeah, they are. I love them.
Yeah, I love them.
It's like me.
Yeah, but they just love me back.
Yeah.
All right,
smiling. Smile.
Yeah, smiling. Well done, Joe. Great facts, Joe.
You need to read this out for me because I can't even see you.
Baby.
What?
Baby.
Baby.
Oh.
Tough.
I have actually got a baby.
Have you?
Yeah, well, Dylan was a baby.
Oh, Dylan, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, get to the chopper.
He was born in the old Norfolk and Norwich hospital. And I remember holding him up a bit like Del Boy. I was there through the whole birth, and I held him, looked out the window, and had the sort of this time next year.
Did you do the Lion King thing.
A little bit, yeah. I can remember because we went back to the hospital three times because of...
You kept forgetting Dylan.
Well, no. Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone will mind me saying this, as in Donna, because, what's it called? Dilating. And we went up there and she, her waters had broken and we went up there and they said, oh, she isn't fully dilated yet. You need to go home. And so we went home and waited a bit longer in the pain. So we went back and the third time we went back, she bled quite a lot on the way to the hospital in the car. And I remember selling that car a few months later. And the bloke looked in and he was like, oh, what the fuck is happening to the passenger seat? I said, oh, that's just coffee stain. But that was it was full blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, all those gory details about giving
Dylan
birth. I don't know, I haven't got children, but once someone told me, oh, no, I've got two horrible facts about giving birth. Shall I just fire them out?
Yeah, do.
Go on. Well, one of them, I don't know. Oh, God, I don't feel sick already. Have you ever heard of The Show?
Yes.
Where the women have you had your show yet?
Yeah.
I mean, Ben's looking at me like a mental. So women have you had your show? I bet you haven't, had you? It's that weird thing that only older women ask younger women that are having a baby. Have you had your show? Apparently there's a smeggy snot plug that when they're getting fairly close, that pops out.
Mm.
And they say, have you had your show? And they're basically just dropping a little tiny oyster into their drip trays. Everything I've said there is disgusting.
What's the other thing?
Oyster into drip trays.
God's sake. Anyway, that's perfectly natural. But yeah, have you had your show? You now know what that means. There's a little plug that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so disgusted that I've forgotten about the other one. They often poo themselves during birth.
Oh my God, yeah. I was there for the whole thing. Yeah, it was horrific.
Like poo comes out. Yeah, you give it. Oh, it's just a poo. Keep going.
Yeah.
I heard that once and that just...
My favourite comment was Robbie Williams.
I know, Doug. I know. The beauty of birth.
I don't know if you could have put me off children any more than I already was. And I think I might be... There's that thing of custom shot fender... Child. I'm going custom shop fender. Fuck the children.
It's funny. It's horrific.
I'm sorry, everyone. I said those two gross things, right. But they're normal.
For in any other situation, it would be horrific. But in that situation, it's beautiful. The whole thing is beautiful, even though there's poo and blood and everything. It's the most beautiful. Life, but Robbie Williams, because I was there and I saw the whole thing, saw the head appear and everything.
Wow.
And Robbie Williams was asked about it and said, you know, how did it make you feel watching that? He said, it was like watching my favourite pub burn down.
No.
I mean, if you think about that a bit more, it's genius, isn't
yes, it?
It
is. Yeah.
I never want to go back there.
Spotlight on live music, part 4.
Yeah, well done, Beau.
Dove and Beau Evil. Great stuff.
It worn out now.
I'm exhausted this side. Getting a bit of a sweat on there, Beau. Playing all the parts.
Yeah. Yeah, all of us.
Sometimes in the right order.
Well, it sounded great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, plans for the future, loosely speaking, non-date specific. What kind of stuff? What have you got planned for the future? We just speak a little bit about albums, that kind of thing.
We have got another single, which is what we sang earlier, My Oh My. But it's hard to know whether to do a video for every single or not.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, it's really tricky. So I will need to get kind of in the studio, hopefully autumn time. We've got a few more soul tunes.
Nice. Kind of,
yeah, going down that route, I guess. Because nice. I think having Joe on sax particularly.
Well, I think you've got a whole... mix of flavors in your music, so
all of it.
Yeah, I think you could. I've seen you described as a blues band before, but you're definitely a blues and soul band, and more.
It's just musically greedy. Just yeah.
So, the guys that are with your band, six-piece band, are they pretty set in stone? Do they come and go? Is it
this lineup's been, I don't know, four? Where's it's been with us the longest? I think that's our drummer, and then.
We had Luke Kerry on bass from Kilimanjaro, and then he was...
Yeah, he's in Feral Mouth as well. He started off with this. And then we had Andy Robinson, who's also known as Mojo. So we went to Yarmouth College together. So he's over in Lowestoft Way. And then we have Glenn Butcher on keys. So, but he's there, I think it's been at least 3 or 4 years.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know both of you two, you do other things. I see you about, and in fact, I had you both in the studio a couple of days ago with Evie B.
Yeah, it's so nice. Yeah, we had a gig with her this afternoon.
Oh, nice, lovely. And Bo, you seem to pop up everywhere in other bands, that kind of thing. You must be very versatile.
Yeah, it's the...
Are you the only guitarist in Norwich?
I think I'm the cheapest, you know. It's probably true, actually.
But you are very versatile. I think that's...
I do like the different styles and incorporating it into other stuff and then, mixing it up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, because as a player, you recognise what works where and... You can use it elsewhere, and
off the top of my head, I know that you play with the Vagabond, Jose Miguel and the Vagabond, Sam Coe. Any others?
Devon Bowieval, obviously.
You have to say that because I'm sitting right here staring at you.
Daggers.
You're such a tart.
That's the main.
Yeah.
Yeah, we figured that one. that's the main outfit. It's the important outfit.
I just do pick up blues band stuff because just pick up gigs if it comes about, so, but it's just, I like to play, so.
In the words of Garth from Wayne's World, I like to play.
Yeah.
It's exactly right, isn't it?
Got the same glasses.
She'll win.
Have you got one more song in you for us, pleasey?
Yeah, should we do Let's Fly?
I like to play, yeah.
Let's Fly is, I will back off a little bit because it's a high one.
Ooh, let me turn down the preamp a bit.
Yeah, so we did this as a video a year ago, last July, in a field with Skinny Boy Tunes' field, his mum's field, and it had a drone. And it's harder than you think it's really bright and you have to try and lip sync your song whilst looking up at the drone and trying to walk gracefully through a field. It's like just slow motion all of it because otherwise it's like stomp, 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 don't fall over.
Well, you did it very well.
Having the drone was brilliant actually.
Yeah, look cool. Look really good.
Can you hear this if I finger pick it?
We're all good this side, Lauren.
You can hear that. Okay, you ready?
You could see her ability, but she looked the other way, floating off when the wind changed to. So carefree from possibilities, she lived by the silver moon, mesmerizing all beneath the sky. Time is passing by. You gotta take a chance. The break of day, but he hid alone inside, wouldn't talk till the light came on. Wasn't easy till he learned to breathe, the fight would soon be won, glorifying in the earth and sun. Chance, I fly. brave, but it's just so easy.
Yes. Ooh, oh, smashing, guys.
Thank you.
Super. Dove and Bo Evil, Doug and Bone Evil. Oh, it's been so lovely having you in. Very special. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Cheers.
See you again soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Lauren Dove and Mark Howes, Dove and Bo Evil.
Why do you think baby is in, like, some people call their girlfriends baby, don't they? Like, babe or... Yeah. Why is that the same thing? Why is that the same word?
The protective male... Nature. I think I might have called my other half babe earlier today.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
Protective thing in the same way that the daddy...
Yeah,
switches.
Daddy.
It's a nice, nice word and a horrifically tainted, horrible word.
Yeah,
I think which is just.
I think mine was just context. It was in relation to dressage. I think I said, "Babe, there's dressage on BBC One. Watch it."
Okay.
She said no, which is incredible because she's a horse rider.
No.
Good.
Nice.
I ruined that. I ruined that whole one with loads of disgusting stuff.
Put me off my drink.
Benny's up.
You are up, Benny.
Benny's up. I'm up.
Ben has not got much better, to be honest.
This random word generator is very hard.
Milk.
Milk.
Oh, God.
You don't mention titties. I'm coming over there.
Glad I didn't get this one. You'd all be sitting down.
Milk can come from a variety of sources. Also, I think Nirvana have a song called Milk It, or just Milk, which is on the Inutero album. It's pretty good. It's a good song.
I haven't heard of that.
Good knowledge, Ben.
Yeah, are you sure it's called Milk?
Yeah.
I can just cut across here a little bit.
Don't Google it, Ben. We're doing a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Just
wait a couple of minutes while I just Google that.
Yeah. Going back to my subject and tasting breast milk, because that was obviously a thing. I don't know if anyone here has tasted breast milk.
By accident.
Do you know? Okay. No.
No, I haven't.
Well, yeah, you have at some point, but you can't remember it.
Not in a conscious life.
Okay. By accident. Yeah, it's not very nice.
What does it taste like then?
Sour.
Sour and like a food substitute. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't taste of anything natural or anything.
But it is very natural.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like anything that you should be having, but obviously it's full of goodness. But it's horrific. And it's horrific if you don't clean it up real quick, it goes off in about 40 seconds.
It's horrific if you don't know it's coming.
Well done. You've opened up something wrong there.
Yeah. Sorry, Benny, back to you.
I don't know, Ben. Can we just...
No. Dougie, can you please expand on your...
So I briefly, between relationships, physical relationship.
No.
With a cow? With a goat?
With a female?
With a lactating female?
Who was still... And I guess I was, but I wasn't aware that...
Did you motorboat?
No, I just
did the 6-month-old baby not give it away?
It was older than 6 months. It was close to 3 years.
Was it the sight of you crying that made her lactate?
I wish. I hadn't particularly realised until the conversation after that breastfeeding was still happening. and the whole foreplay of tenderly biting the nipples and, you know, doing all that stuff. Yeah.
No, tell me more, Dougie. What's all that?
Everybody here knows what foreplay is. I'm not going into it, but well, you just tenderly just, na 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 na. What the fuck is that?
And you got a little bit of milky.
And then she was like,
nice. Bitty. You got a little bit of bitty.
Yeah, then after the act, she admitted that she was still lactating for the child that was nearly 3 years old.
Wow.
I suppose that can...
It happens, and it's a personal choice. Oh, and God, yeah. You know,
I'm not sure if it's a personal choice.
it's a personal choice whether or not you like that thing, rather than her just
I'm just going to lactate
a bit. No, I mean it's a personal choice that after 3 years you're still breastfeeding the toddler.
Oh, she was still breastfeeding.
Yes, she was still. But I wasn't aware of this when, otherwise I probably wouldn't have.
3 is quite late.
Yeah. These were conversations that were had nicely, but it's like, you fucking what?
Yeah. Nicely. That was, you fucking done what?
That was Ben's one officially.
Sorry, Benny, carry on.
Have you ever suckled on a lactating teat?
Well, obviously, probably when I was a kid, like just like you, but not. Yeah.
But since not recently, knowingly,
you had to bite for it.
What do you think is a good cut-off time? Because obviously, some people take that to, like, when they're 14 or 15. I've seen some TV programs.
I guess
Donna really struggled, so she stopped fairly early.
But with sore nipples,
real bad.
Yeah, well, they do. Yeah.
But as a baby, I wouldn't breastfeed. I was bottle only.
Okay.
So I think it depends purely on the baby and the mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So there's no right or wrong way.
There's definitely no right or wrong.
But maybe,
give
14,
it a go.
Stop.
Yeah.
What is your favourite type of milk?
Semi-skimmed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me.
I used to drink I don't do full fat milk anymore.
No, I stopped as well.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't stand full fat milk.
Ever stop it. And then Donna only ever drank semi-skimmed, and then I went on to, rather than having to buy two different milks. And I prefer it now in full fat. I don't like
oat.
It's too much.
Yeah, I prefer oat milk latte. For humans.
I don't think you can beat that.
Oat milk is porridge, fantastic.
Yeah.
Try it, even if you're not vegetarian, vegan, oat milk, porridge. Well, see you next year.
Hazelnut one's quite nice as well.
I do second hazelnut. That. I obviously don't drink any dairy milk, but you don't have to be a vegan to try the delicious human milks on offer.
Yeah.
Because
I assume you mean oat or hazelnut, not human milk.
Yeah, well, I'm being a bellend by saying that they're built for humans rather than something.
No, but rather than saying human milk and being confused with my experience.
I'm not asking people to
oat, hazelnut, soya,
almond.
Yeah. And there's loads. And they all have their uses, you know.
They're
all
fantastic.
Have their specific uses.
I'm not vegetarian.
And you're not adding to.
But
no, I'm not going to get into that.
Oat, almond, hazelnut.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Coconut, rice.
I'm allergic.
Cashew. Yeah. They all have their different things. Get into
them,
really,
man. Really nice. Yeah, really nice.
Get into them.
Give Doug his word.
And going back to Nirvana, I think it's track 8 on that album.
Your random word is bed.
I think, as with every person in this room,
we love our bed.
Bed is the favourite place to be.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Now, why is that? I would say there are many reasons why bed...
That sounds like he's reading this.
...is the favourite place to be. Because you can sleep. Because you can fuck.
Yeah.
Because you can just...
Who's that? Sorry, I'm digressing. I just saw a screensaver on Doug's phone and I don't know who it is. bed.
Bed. Well, sleep.
Everything.
I struggle with sleep, but is there anything better than a night of good sleep?
Beds are lovely.
Yeah, no. The wanking chariot, the bed, as some people call it.
Just sleeping.
The fart sack.
the wanking is generally before sleeping.
Right.
But if you have a night of good sleep compared to awful, is there anything better?
No.
No, you wake up in the morning refreshed.
Choice of mattress is really important.
Yeah, and as somebody who doesn't sleep well,
if
I have a good night's sleep, I appreciate the fact. And I've had at this moment in time, 8 days now, and I think I've averaged 3 hours of sleep per night.
Yeah, mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple of bad nights.
It's tearing me apart.
Mm. Yeah.
Bed is also the place where, weirdly enough, you and your partner end of the night, you know, that's where stuff happens.
It's good jiggy with it, baby.
Great fun. You chill afterwards. You have a chat. Might watch a fucking YouTube video. It's why not?
Yeah.
And then it's also probably, I say, a place of...
Read the Times.
we're seeing the generational difference here.
That's foreplay, the Benny. I'll just get finished on this page and then I'll
Sudoku
intimidate.
You know how to turn a lady on.
Alright, let's do some push-ups. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1
Finished.
Oh, then, just pass me my elixir.
You say that, but you've got things like heated duvets.
Yeah,
I burped.
Like a hard mattress.
Hard mattress, soft mattress.
What? I like a hard mattress.
It's nothing better than having a hard day or whatever, and you're knackered, and you get into bed, and you just fall straight asleep. Like, there's nothing better.
Never happens.
Never happens
to
me.
Or one of the greatest things in the world is turning the pillow over.
For the cold side of the pillow.
It's got to be cold.
What, but hold on. Clean bed sheets.
Clean.
Is that better than...
It could be.
Because you've got clean and turning over.
The both is ideal.
Yeah.
I add a few drops of lavender oil to my pillow because that smell washing up is just is delicious. And I've obviously attracted a swarm of moths in as well.
Whilst weeing out the window. Those that you haven't hit on the way in, they're in and they're fine.
Yeah.
And then if you think you've had a really good night's sleep and you wake up and you don't have... to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing.
That where you can just chill, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
One of you gets up, makes a coffee. You talk about fucking bullshit for an hour. It's 10, 11 a.m.
Going down, making some croissants and things, and then going back to bed.
Uh-huh.
It's lovely.
Little sanctuary.
So if anybody can tell me something that is better than bed.
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends what you want. If you're looking to travel a long distance, then a car.
But you still need a bed. At the end of that long distance, what are you after? I guarantee it's a bed. You've played the gig of your life.
Yeah.
I bet it's a bed. Yeah, you've played the sports game of your life. It's a bed.
Mm. I do look forward to the bed after we've done a gig, I have to say, because my legs always ache after a gig now. Doesn't matter if they sit down, doesn't matter if it's an easy gig. There's something about holding that tension in for a prolonged amount of time. When I get, after I finish the gig, my legs ache now.
Look, not even gigs, rehearsals. In here, you've been pumped, stressed, you're playing some music. Here we fucking go. Yeah. I'm in bed. What is better than getting into bed?
I am in the mornings if I'm fucking super tired. An alarm wakes me up and I go, oh fuck, I'll just put another 15 on there or whatever.
The best thing, actually.
But
what's even
better than that is when you go back to sleep and you wake up in a panic and you think, oh fuck, I didn't hear this snoozed alarm or whatever.
It's Saturday.
Well, that, but it's been a minute. But you felt like you've slept.
Slept for an
hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking love that. Because then I'm fucking ready.
to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I think I'll have another
one. Let's do some plumbing.
Where's my fags?
Random.
Generator random. Generator random. Generator random. Generator random. Talk about them. Random.
It's random.
It's random.
Generate words.
Talk about them.
Definitely not scripted.
You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com.
Little Red Kings podcast. It's a podcast.
When we're not being absolutely hilarious in a podcast, we make music that we are pretty serious about. You can find that music on all the usual streaming and download platforms, or if you want to buy a CD, just go to littleredkings.com. Now here's some clips. I'm a big mama's boy.
Looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.